Tuberville urged to hold the line against Biden DOD pro-abortion policy by GOP Senate colleagues. By Jeff Poore on April 1, 2023. Although he's taking some shots from Democrats and the media, Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, remains committed to his hold on general and flag officer nominations on the U.S. Senate floor over a Biden Defense Department policy that allows military resources to be used for elective abortions. The senior Alabama U.S. senator is not on an island by himself. Despite three tries to override his hold, Tuberville continues to garner support from his Republican colleagues in both chambers of Congress. He was joined on the floor by Senator Mike Lee, RUT, who defended Tuberville's nominee hold by declaring it illegal and unacceptable. "I'm here to stand in support of my friend and colleague from Alabama, Senator Tuberville," Lee said. "As he stands in opposition raises his legitimate objection, which I share, to the Department of Defense's plan to use federal funds to facilitate the performance of abortions. Let this be a message for Secretary Austin. If you want to make the laws, run for Congress, but you can't legislate from the E-ring at the Pentagon. You cannot do that. Until then, stand down, and leave the lawmaking to lawmakers." Tuberville also got verbal approval from at least eight of his U.S. Senate colleagues. The Biden administration is exploiting the United States military to pursue their radical abortion agenda, Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, said. "Republicans must hold the line. At a time when our military is struggling to fill its ranks and replenish weapons stockpiles, our national security resources and American tax dollars should not be used to pay for service members and their dependents to travel to get abortions. Senator Tuberville is standing up for what is right, and I am proud to support him in his efforts against this illegal policy. I support him," said Sen. Deb Fisher, RNE. Senator John Thune, RSD, said, "I agree with Senator Tuberville that the Department of Defense's policy is atrocious, and it is a departure from decades-long understanding of federal public policy. Until these policies are rescinded, I'm going to also have to consider holds against DOD nominees in solidarity with my colleagues," Senator Ted Budd, RNC, said. "I think he's right in his concern for what the department is doing because we have never agreed to fund abortions in the past," Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, added. The Pentagon's policy using taxpayer dollars to pay for the travel expenses for service members seeking an abortion is wrong and illegal and should be reversed, said Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount. "I hope the administration is working closely with Senator Tuberville to resolve this issue. President Biden is doing everything possible to preserve the practice of murdering unborn Americans, including using our military as an abortion travel agency. We cannot allow these crazy left-wing priorities to erode our military. The world is an increasingly dangerous place and America's security requires a strong military capable of deterring and, if need be, defending our nation," Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said. "The Pentagon should not be mobilized against the unborn. The Department of Defense exists to defend life, not destroy it. Biden DOD's policy is not just unlawful, it's immoral. Congress has been clear. The Hyde Amendment protects taxpayers from being forced to fund abortions. I will continue to ensure the unborn and your tax dollars are protected," said Senator Joni Ernst, RIA. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.